All right, well, this is my week to study. It's February the 11th. I'm still on the fruit of the Spirit. This will be number 16. And we're just going to get into the Lord's Word and see what He has in store for us. Comes and goes. Oh, Lord, it's going to be one of those nights. Well, I'll have a solid recording here, so... We should be good to go. But let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Lord, for this day and, Lord, all the blessings you give us in it. Lord, for those we see and those especially we don't, because, Lord, we know that your hand is working when we're not even looking. Lord, we ask that you be with the speaker tonight, that he gives words as to the edification of the body and, Lord, to the edification for your message, Lord, and just be with me as I give this message. And Lord, be with everybody that needs a comforting or healing touch that are on all of our hearts. Lord, you know the hearts of us all. Search them and Lord, and see those that need comforting or healing or protection or whatever it may be. And Lord, be with them and be with our country. And all these things we ask in Christ's name. Amen. Okay. What, did you leave yourself? Oh, he's not admin now. Okay, like I said, tonight is Fruit of the Spirit 16, and we'll turn to Psalms 84, 11 and 12. It says, wrong glasses. I got so many glasses around here. For the Lord of God is sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will be withheld from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. And the names that are on here, I know that everybody here trusts the Lord and His Word, and we take it for granted. So, and concerning the fruit, you know, we can look in Luke 6:44 and see that for every tree is known by its own fruit. And we know that this fruit that's talking about here is the works that come from the tree, and here the tree is representative of man. For every tree is known by its fruit, for of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of bramble. Or nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. The fruit here is the character or the walk of the individual and what he represents in his innermost self to those around him. We can see it all day. It's what we represent to other people as we display our affections. In Ephesians 5:1-10, says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. We can look in Ephesians 4 and see that our walk starts in 4:1 also. It says that you walk worthy of the vocation which you are called. The Apostle Paul is leading on into the spiritual walk that we are to walk as the light that comes on in farther on down into the verses of 5. And walk in love in verse 2, as Christ also had loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice for a sweet-smelling favor. We can look at the end of verse of chapter 4, verse 32, where he says, be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. That's what he's going over after he just got through telling the members that they be angry and sin not. He's correcting them. He's giving them guidance as to how they are to walk. And to get over from 3 to 6, I'm not going to read, because it goes over the 11 the bad dispositions that comes from not walking with God. It comes from the heathenistic personalities that we can see on TVs and or on the news, from the things that happens in a nasty world. And in verse 6 it says, "Let no man deceive you." And that I mark that the deceived as one of the bad parts also, to make it the 11th one. We had 10 from 3 to 6 with fornication or filthiness or foolish talking. There was 10 of them. And I said, 10 just don't seem right for me. So I was focusing. And in verse 6 is, "Let no man deceive you with vain words." So that they're lying. So that deception there, I marked that out. I just did to give it the number 11. I just didn't feel like 10 had the character that knowing the numbers would fit with the message. "For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience, by being fooled with the vanities of other religions and or sects and or denominations can draw someone away from the truth of God's word and lead them into different practices. Be ye not therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." The innocence of children is perfect. When they're babes, all the way up to 3 and 4 years old, they're perfect in their innocence. That's the way that we are to be displayed before the Lord, and our demeanor that we give to other people. "For the fruit of the light in 9 is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord." You know, Israel was known by not walking in God's commandments. While under evil kings and leaders, the people of Israel were easily swayed by lack of faith. Even though they witnessed miracles like never before or since. Israel saw God. I mean, they were as close to God as any man could walking through the wilderness. They had to feel the presence when he did his wonders. Just the power of the wind, or the earth shaking, or the fires from nowhere, because the prophet said it would be. Our spiritual walk among others is throughout chapters 4 and 5. 4:1 through 16 is a doctrinal teaching as to the body members' walk. 4:17 through 19 are the others with their vanities and unbelievers. 4:20 to 24 is body members or saints who walk not correctly. 25:32 is correcting the attitude of those saints that harbor the old nature. Then we get into chapter 5, where 1 and 2 is the direction of walk according to Christ's love. 3 to 14 is the old nature of others. And 15 through 21 is the positive direction for the saints in correction. The Ephesians and Colossians is our, you pretty much say that is our red letter Bible. All those messages that's come out of Ephesians and Colossians is our walking orders. More so in Ephesians than Colossians. Colossians only gives one or two directions as to the walk. The fruit of the light, expressing the light that is in Christ. Christ is that light, and that we as members one of another should be a guide or a light to each other and those that see us on a daily basis. By soaking in and And consuming God's Word in Ephesians and throughout Scripture, we can see the love that God had for mankind, even in the Old Testament, because He foresaw and gave the prophets the witness of the coming Messiah because of the love. And then Christ come and had perfect love, even to death. I'm going to be referring to light. We're going back into Isaiah tonight and compare the light that is given or show where the light of Christ, the light of the Messiah, was presented through Isaiah, and hence it shows up also in the New Testament. In Isaiah 42:6 says, I am the Lord, I have called you in righteousness. I will also hold you by the hand and watch over you. And I will appoint you a covenant to the people as a light to the nations. The Lord God has called the Messiah Christ, or Jesus, in righteousness, and gives the example of the light, the beacon to the Gentiles. We as members of Christ's body are to express the same light to those around us that comes from Christ, that He displayed while He was on the earth, and that He displayed through the Apostle Paul, and that He displays through our hearts, through the law that we have written on our hearts. That is to display the love that Christ has. In Isaiah 42:1-4, it's the true servant of Jehovah, God's description of His character. God addresses him directly. 42:1-4. Behold, my servant whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. That can be seen in Matthew 12:18-21. And up. Because the writer expresses why Jesus withdrew himself after he healed the multitude of infirmities in Matthew. Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom my soul is well pleased. This is God. I will put my spirit upon him and will show judgment to the Gentiles. Comes from Isaiah 42. He shall not strive nor cry, neither shall any man hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed shall not break, and a smoking flax shall he not quench till he send forth judgment into victory. And in his name shall the Gentiles trust. A bruised reed in three shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth from judgment unto truth. He shall not fail, nor he be discouraged, till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isles wait for his law. In verse 5-7, Jesus is addressed, or the Messiah is addressed. Thus saith God the Lord, He that created the heavens and stretched them out, He that spread forth the earth and that which cometh of it, He that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and the Spirit to them that walk. And the Spirit to them that walk therein. That's pointing directly to the walk of those that are following the Messiah. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light to the Gentiles, a beacon that they can't ignore when it's near. The light that cannot be seen with the naked eye, but can be heard by miles, 30, 40 miles away, saying that Jesus did this or Jesus did that. We can see in Luke 2:32, a light to the Gentiles and the glory of the people Israel, of thy people Israel. And in verse 7, it says, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I'm seeing this as being the prison of sin, locked under sin, and he opens the door and allows them to come out to enjoy the grace that Christ brings forth. We can see that in Ephesians 5:8. This light is Christ and even the Apostle Paul, which brings forth truth to those that are seeking salvation and truth. Isn't it our place to do the same as members of the body of Christ? To be a beacon to the world. I mean, to be that example that people draw to be that one that in a skirmish you handle it in a more adult manner, or in an altercation that it not get into violence. Handle it in the way that Scripture, that Christ would expect you to handle it. In Isaiah 48, 1 through 22, it's God's controversy with Israel. But in 49, God talks about His Messiah's mission. From all the trouble that they went through in 48, because it seemed like an ongoing crisis with Israel, when they don't listen to God. We get into 49 where God delivers the message of the Messiah. The Messiah is called in 1 and 2. And 3 is Jehovah's glory. So, in Isaiah 49, 1 to 6, listen, O isles, unto me, and hearken, ye people, them from afar. The Lord hath called me from the womb, from my bowels. From the bowels of my mother hath he made mention of my name. Where did we hear that at? Matthew 1:21. And she shall bring forth a son. And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. 2. And he hath made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand hath he hid me, and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver hath he hid me. We can compare that scripture with Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Back to Isaiah 49:3. And he said unto me, Thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. John 12:28. Father, glorify thy name. There came therefore a voice out of heaven. I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. where the comparison of the New Testament fulfilling what the prophet Isaiah foretold. In Isaiah 49:4, "Then I said, Lo, I have labored in vain, I have spent my strength for naught, and in vain, yet surely my judgment is with the Lord, and my work is with my God." In Luke 19:14, he says, "But his citizens hated him and sent a messenger after him, saying, We will not have this man to reign over us." So I've labored in vain in 4, and have sent my strength for naught. They rejected Christ in 49:4. He's prophesying where they reject Christ. "Surely my judgment is with the Lord, and my work is with my God." That's where Christ put his strength, was in God. Where else could he get it? In verse 5 and 6, "And now saith the Lord that formed me from the womb, to be his servant, to bring Jacob again to him." This is Jesus. "Through Israel, though Israel be not gathered, yet I shall be glorious in the eyes of the Lord. And my God shall be my strength. And he said, It is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the ends of the earth." Prophesied that Christ would be their salvation, mankind's salvation to the end of the earth. In Luke 2:32, it says, "A light of revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel." We get into Isaiah 59, and I'm going to read the entirety of Isaiah 59 because I have, and it leads up to the two verses that, or three verses, I'm going to read in 60. Isaiah 59. Did I say 49? I'm at 59. "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities, Israel, have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, Israel, your fingers with iniquity, your lips have spoken lies, Israel, your tongue hath muttered perverseness, none calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies, they conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity, Israel. They hatch cockatrice eggs and weave spider webs. He that eateth of their eggs dieth, and that which is crushed breaketh out into a viper. Their webs shall not become garments. They cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, Israel. And the act of violence is in their hands, Israel. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood, Israel. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace, Israel. Therefore is judgment far from us, neither does justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity. For brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. Israel. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. We roar like all like bears, and mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none. For salvation, but it is far from us. Israel. For our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord, and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood, Israel, and judgment is turned away backwards, and justice standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. In 16, and he saw that there was no man, and wondered what there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, Jesus unto Israel, and his righteousness it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, Christ, and the helmet of salvation upon his head, Christ. And he put on garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with the zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, according he will repay judgment. Fury is his adversaries, a recompense to his enemies. To the islands he will repay recompense. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. The Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. Then we get into 6. Thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw herself, for the Lord shall be thine everlasting light. This is the light that Christ put forth to the people when he came, but what did they do? They crucified him still. And the days of thy mourning shall be ended. In Isaiah 2:1-5, the word that Isaiah the son of Amoz saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall follow unto it. And many people shall go and say, Come ye, and let us go up on the mountains of the Lord and the house of God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord came from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore in the last days. O house of Jacob, come ye and let us walk in the light of the Lord. That was for Israel, to Israel, but we can see the connection, how even within the body that we see the light, we're like collateral into the existence of this light that's here, because we're part of Christ's body that is the light. The spirit that dwells within the members is Christ's spirit. It is our solemn duty, oath, to walk as members of that. Yeah, that's why I'm doing this study, because I don't walk in it in a perfect sense by no way, shape, form, or fashion. But by me doing this study, it does help me to be a better person. At least I ain't gotten in fights lately. At least, unless I go driving down the road, then we might can have a few skirmishes or something, horn blows and stuff like that. But that was my study for the light, the fruit of the light that we as body members, as Christians, as fellow human beings are to display among our brethren, among our neighbors, among our enemies, especially our enemies. You wanna heap coals on somebody's head, show them kindness. And that's scriptural, and it is truth. It's just as much truth today as it was when it was written. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Lord, for this day. And Lord, for that spirit that gives us the direction of the walk, that we are to display the light and be the light that you would have us to be. Lord, it's in all these things we ask that you be with all those that are on our hearts again, Lord. For it's in Christ's precious name I pray. Amen.